Good morning. We're learning Chayotim Klal Chaf Aleph Simen Yud Beis. So, if you will bear with me one more, I just want to point out another thing which the Mishnah talks about Trup in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, which has relevance to Kriyas Shema as well. Mishnah points out that there are two types of Trup. There is a Trup which its goal is to connect, and there's Trup which its goal is to give a pause and to separate. So there are the Meshorsim and the Mafsikim. There are those which, the Trup which comes to act as, it's a Meshores, which means this word really is connected to the next word, the next word. So it's, as it were, serving the next word. It's a Meshores is a servant. And there are Trup which the idea is that there should be a pause. These are the places where you put your commas. And the different types of commas. There's the primary comma and there's the secondary commas. And therefore there are different levels of mafsikim. So Mishnah Berurah paskens, it tells Kriyas HaTorah, that if a person reads a mafsik as a mashoris, or a mashoris as a mafsik, he's not yotzei. So if the correct trup on the word is something which you're supposed to be pronounced in such a way that it indicates a pause, and you read it with a trup which indicates that it's connected, you're not reading the pasuk properly. Some suggest that maybe it's only if it changes the pirush of the mila, it changes the what the word means. Maybe at least in regards to b'dyavad having to go back. But the Mishnah Berurah says in a case where would it change the meaning of the phrase, so you would not be yotzei b'dyavad, even though you pronounced the word correctly. You pronounce it with a trup, which was the wrong type of trup, you are not yotzei. So that which people say that you don't have to go back because of trup, that's not really true. Sometimes you don't. Or a person confuses different mafsikim. So a lesser mafsik for a greater mafsik, or vice versa, he does not go back. But a person confuses a mishoris and a mafsik, so Mishnah Berurah says you have to go back. So that's important when you read Kriya Shema, that you pause in all the right places and you connect in all the right places. So we're going to talk about places that you have to give separation between the Devekim. Some of them actually are cases of a Meshores, which means you're supposed to connect them. So even though we're going to tell you to pause between the two words so they shouldn't get slurred together, the pause should not be too long that it should appear as if it's a Mafsik, as if this is a place where you're putting a comma, where you're putting a pause into the sentence. It should be understood that over here the words are the thought of the two words are connected. It's read, close enough that it's understood that it's really one thought, with giving a slight pause between the two words that they shouldn't be slurred together. So that's the difference between a mashoris and a mafsik. On that point, I want to point out that there's a difference between what's known as a pashto and a kadmo. So the most common use of the word kadmo, the trup kadmo, is kadmo. Ve'azlo rivi vaygash Yaakov elov. So kadmo ve'azlo rivi. So that's one. That's a kadmo. That first word vaygash has in it over it a type of a trup which looks like a slightly curved to the left semicircle curving to the left. A pashto also is written with a slightly curved semicircle towards the left. So how do you know whether it's a pashto or a kadma? Now this is very important because a pashto is a mafsik and a kadma is a mashoris. So the answer is, where is it found? You're going to be pronouncing the last syllable. So the way they differentiate to tell us what it is, whether it's a pashto or a kadmo, is where you place it on the word. You place it all the way at the end of the last letter. So it's basically the curve on top is curving out into space. So that's a pashto. So in the beginning of the second paragraph, v'hayayim shemaya tishma'u, that's a pashto. In that same pasuk, "La'avos Hashem Elokeichem," that's a pashto. However, if even if it's on the last it's on the last syllable, but it's not written on the last word all the way at the end. It's written on the either the beginning of that letter, earlier on that letter, or it's written on the, if it's the last paragraph, the last syllable is comprised of two letters. It'll be placed on the letter beforehand. So in the first paragraph, asher, the that symbol is written, placed over the shin, not over the resh. That's a kadmo. So kadmo means it's moved earlier on. Now, the pronunciation is going to be this, the place where you pronounce them is going to be the same place, both at the end of the last syllable. So the difference is not, so we need to put the trump in such a way that you understand that that is the one that you're going to pronounce. The difference between the way they're pronounced is not so clear. So for example, in the pasuk, b'samtem esterayla ala vavchem val nafshechem, ukshartem oisom la'ois al yadchem. So on the word ukshartem, there is a kadma on the tof mem. There is a pashto on the word la'ois. The point over here being ukshartem oisom is really one thought. Ukshartem oisom, you should tie them la'ois, as an ois. Al yadchem. So we're going to have a pause between the word la'ois and al yadchem. But there should not really be a pause between the word ukshartem oisom, because that's really one thought. And the word ukshartem is coming as a kadmor into the mahapach of the word oisom, and then the pashto of la'ois. Okay, we will hold it here. Mezashem, tomorrow we'll go back to reading inside the Chayodim some of the scenarios that he deals with of the correct pronunciations and the care and the precision that we give to pronouncing the words properly. Have a good day.